turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3 as we stand to our feet in honor of God's Word. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. I want to give you some things that the Lord's laid on my heart tonight from this. And I believe it would be a real blessing if we'll take heed to what the Bible has to say. The Bible says in verse number 1, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." Verse number 14, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." I want to preach tonight on continue in the things which thou hast learned. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your love. I ask you to help us tonight. We know, Lord, that thou art God, mighty God, and we thank thee for that. And I pray that you would strengthen us to do thy will with our lives. We know we need thee. I know I need thee, Lord. Lord, I ask thee to impart on me the power of the Holy Spirit that I may preach tonight with unction, Lord, with gladness. Lord, I pray that we would hear from thee. God, may we face this world and all that's going on with an assurance, a confidence, knowing that all's going to be well because we trust thee. I bless, O Lord, this service. We've already given it to you, and we ask you to continue to work in our lives. For it's in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. Please be seated. The Bible says that in the last days perilous times shall come. That's been a theme, it seems like. I preach from this passage. We refer back to it. We talk about it. We see it time and time and time again. Our minds go to it every time we watch the television or every time we read a newspaper or every time we listen to a radio, that in the last days perilous times shall come. We begin to really realize that we are living in those times when things are perilous all around us. There's so much unsettledness in the world today. Not just in America, but all around the world. There's battles going on in places we don't even know about. But there's battles going on in places that we do know about. Our own country is in several different places with the battlefields all around. The economy of not only the United States of America, but all the world is in shambles. This past week, on Monday, I believe, or maybe the end of last week, we watched as the Dow Jones Industrial dropped 500 points in one day, the most in over a decade. Today, it dropped 449 points in one day. And all the world is looking at our country. And our country is frantic. They're in a panic. Some say it's going to be a great thing that happened with the government bailout, and some say it's going to be a tragic thing that happened. Some look and they say, but look at all the other things that are going on besides the economy. We watch the earthquakes as they roll through the Gulf and as they hit the places, and we watch people die and lose their homes and lose everything that they've worked for. We've seen tsunamis hit lands. We've watched cyclones, and we've watched literally hundreds of thousands of people die because of great catastrophic events. The Bible says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And the world is in great peril. But I want you to know, we can claim what Paul said. We may be perplexed, but we do not have to be in despair. Because the Bible says, as Paul's writing to Timothy, he says, Timothy, you're in a tough place. You're in a wicked city. And when the last days come, perilous times will be upon us. And certainly they were looking for those times. And I know there were times of great peril for Timothy. And we're watching it too. And then Paul gives a list of things that will be taking place there in verses 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then he continues on and he talks about different things and different philosophies and talks about things that will be coming into houses and things that will work in people's lives and how people will be ignorant of things, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, how there's going to be people that's going to stand against the things of God. He talks about all these different things. But he says in verse number 10, Timothy, you've known me. Thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, my charity, my patience, my persecutions, my afflictions, which came to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Timothy, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of their own selves, proud, boasters, blasphemers, covetous, unthankful, unholy, disobedient to parents. They'll have a form of godliness, but they'll deny the power. Silly women will be led captive with lust. Men will be ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, I want you to know, Timothy, I face some things, and the Lord has delivered me out of these things. Now, Timothy, you've known some things. I want you to continue in the things that you know. That from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works. So when we look and see the stock market crashing, we watch and see as the financial institutions of our society are watching as hundreds or thousands of people are walking out of their office with things in hand. We look and see as catastrophes strike our nation and other nations. We watch as insurance companies come to a screeching halt and have to be bailed out. We see the wars that are on every hand, and sometimes we want to throw up a white flag and say, I surrender to the world. I'm afraid. I don't know what to do, but this is what we need to do. Number one, we need to know what the Bible has to say. It is a sad day when Christians do not know the Word of God. It's a sad day. When I was growing up, I believe there was a little bit more respect for the Bible than there is today. And I believe everyone that's in here, is those that are older than I am, would say certainly there was a greater respect for the Bible in their day. I've read the stories. I've heard the people talk, and I began to understand that even people that weren't a part of the church, people that didn't even claim to know the Lord as Savior, had a respect for the Word of God. They would call it the good book. And they say, well, the good book says this. But today, there's a famine of the Word of God in Christianity. Amen. It's not the world. The Bible says, Paul says to Timothy, it says, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. You know what Paul was saying to Timothy? He was saying, Timothy, in the times of peril, in the times when everything else seems to be falling apart, put your faith in the Word of God. You need to know what the Bible has to say. And by the way, it is exhorting us today to be students of the Word of God. Any Christian that does not allow the Bible to be a part of their lives daily are out of God's will. Now, you may not like to hear it. You may not like it to be said. But the Bible teaches us, Paul's writing to Timothy and said, Timothy, it's tough times. And you're going to go through it. But you're going to have to continue. You're going to have to stick to the truth. And you've known the Holy Scriptures since you were a child. Your mother, your grandmother, they've taught you the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit of God has taught you the things of God. And He has set you apart to be a preacher. It's not time for panic. It's a time to continue. And sometimes we look all around and we see the world falling apart. And we say, and some churches are saying, well, let's throw what we know out the door and let's try something new. But I tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says continue in the things that we know and are assured of. And tonight, I want you to understand that we must take our stand upon God's blessed old book. And not back down. We need to know what it has to say. By the way, it tells me everything I need to know about how to live. It's what made me wise unto salvation. You know why I got saved? Because somebody showed me I was a sinner. You know how they could show me I was a sinner? Because the Bible told me I was a sinner. It showed me that Jesus died for my sins. That He was buried and that He rose again. And that all I had to do was put my faith in what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. That's what the Scripture does. We need to know what the Bible says. See, the world's looking in there. I mean, this is perilous times. Do you know people that you work with are literally scared to death about what's happening on Wall Street? And you know what we can do? We can tell them we have an answer that is steadfast and sure. You say, but is it going to solve all their financial problems? When you find faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and you truly trust in Him, you won't fret about what's going on in this world. As a matter of fact, the more I see, the more excited I get. Because Jesus is coming soon. Morning or night or noon. It's going to be a grand time when He comes. We go to Kingsport and we see those folks up there. And boy, I love them. I love Kingsport and I love my family. And every time we get in that car to drive back down to Tampa, my heart just breaks because I miss those people. But there's going to come a time where I'll never have to say goodbye. How do I know that? That's what the Bible says. Not only do we need to know it in perilous times, we need to believe it. There's a lot of people that know what the Bible say, but they don't believe it. I'm talking about Christians that don't take God at His word. Well, you know, it says that, but really it means this, you know. Or, you know, which version are you talking about? I'm going to tell you, there's only one version. But anyway, we're an independent, fundamental, Bible-believing Baptist church. And when I say there's only one version, there ought to be a woo-hoo, you know. Maybe I should have said the King James Bible is the Word of God. Amen. Amen. We need to believe what it says. We need to believe that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. This does not just contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. You know, it's not just about God. This is the Lord Jesus Christ given to us through God's precious book. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. We have an understanding that this book tells us everything that God wants us to know about Him. And as we know it, we need to believe what the Bible has to say. I believe it when it says in the last days perilous times shall come. I have absolutely no problem with that. But I also believe when it says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Now, some people have a real problem with the Old Testament. But I want you to know, I believe that the Old Testament is inspired of God too. And I believe we need to study it, we need to read it, we need to learn from it. And I believe everything is applicable from the Old Testament to us that is not undone in the New Testament. What do you mean? Well, the Bible gives us certain laws in the Old Testament. But I want you to know, Jesus Christ fulfilled all the law. We understand those things. We find tithing in the Old Testament. But I want you to know, it's never undone in the New Testament. You see what I'm saying? It never changes these things. So we have an understanding of what the Bible says. But we need to know what the Bible says, but we need to believe it. Now, when we talk about believing it, what do we say when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? We put our faith in what it says, in what He did, right? That's what we're talking about. We have to learn to not only know what the Bible says, but we have to learn to believe what the Bible says. In other words, put our faith in that all Scripture is given by inspiration to God. It's all profitable for doctrine. You want to know why I believe what I believe? Because of what the Bible says. You want to know why I'm a Baptist tonight? Because of what I believe that the Bible teaches us about doctrine. I'm not ashamed to be a Baptist. I don't believe Baptists are the only ones saved. And I don't believe all Baptists are saved. But I'm not ashamed to be a Baptist because of the doctrine. But I believe these things. All Scriptures given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof. This word reproves me. It corrects me. And it instructs me. And we have Christians that are running around like a chicken with their head cut off with great fear and great worry, and they're thinking the world is falling apart around us, but if they'll read the Bible, they're going to find out there's a God in heaven that promised He would take care of us as we put our faith and trust in Him. Well, I've seen Christians, preacher, that they said they were saved and they didn't have a thing. Well, look at how they're... Ask them how they're living. Are they praying every day? Are they reading their Bible every day? Are they trusting the Lord every day? You know what happens a lot of times? A lot of Christians don't read this book until trouble comes. It's not a crutch, dear friend. It's a way of life. Amen. Jesus is not something we just pick up when we need Him. He's something that we have to have every day of our life if we're going to survive. And the authority in our life is not a preacher, it's not a church, it's not a denomination, but the authority in the life of a believer is the Word of God. And if you don't know it and believe it, then you are just in a frantic way of life right now because you have no clue what's going on. I was watching today as the AIG and all this stuff was being told, and they thought when the government bailed out AIG that this would really cause the stock market to quit falling. And for a while, it seemed to be doing all right. It went from like 300 and some, got up to about 180 some, you know. And then all of a sudden, I saw at the end of the day, it dropped back down to 449. I was watching these people and these newscasters, you know. And it's so funny. It just depends on which... I switch it from channel to channel. I like to get the full gamut of it. You know, it's just like the presidential election. If you watch this channel, then everything's good about this guy and everything's bad about this guy. You turn it to the next channel, then everything's good about this guy and everything's bad about that guy. You know, it just makes me sick. I hate it. It's just ridiculous. But I was watching, and I was seeing people sweat, worried, nervous. And I sat over and I thought, why am I not worried? First of all, I don't have anything to worry about. My grandmother was around during the Great Depression. And she was born in 1910, still alive today. She was around in the Great Depression. She was 20 years old. She said, didn't know when it came, didn't know when it quit. She said, we didn't have two dimes to scratch together. Said, but God always took care of our needs. You know, I don't worry about things like this because I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread, the psalmist said. And I found anybody that's trying to live for God have their needs provided. It may not be steak and potato every night, but you'll have food on the table. You'll have a place to lay your head. You said, but what if I lose my house through all of it? You watch. God will provide you another place. You've got people that love you, care about you. You know who it is? It's your brothers and sisters in Christ. You know how many phone calls I get every week asking for help? You want to know how many phone calls I get every week? You couldn't count them. You know how many people come by here and ask me and Mickey for money? Mickey and I for money? IEW, which one is it? Mickey and I for money? No, me, Mickey and me. Ask me for money, Mickey and me. So it's Mickey and me. Ask Mickey and me for money, or me and Mickey, either one. A lot of people. And we inevitably ask them this question. Do you have a local church? I ask everybody that question anymore. And I mean, it's like, I said, you know, if you had a local church, you'd have a support group around you that'll love you, that'll care for you, that'll strengthen you, that'll be there to pray with you, that maybe help provide certain needs in your life. If you had a local church, See, people are wanting to get something for nothing. But when I got the Lord, I got everything I needed. And as I live for God, He's taking care of me. That doesn't mean that I've got a lot of money in the bank. It just means somehow He just seems to meet the needs. And you know what He does sometimes? He gets us down to the lowest ebb of life. And you know what He does then? He provides. He gets us to the point where we think, I'm drowning. How many ever felt like he's drowning? Boy, have I felt like, I thought the lungs were almost full, you know? And then God somehow would provide those needs. Sometimes through people. Sometimes through what I would say just a miraculous chain of events. Sometimes through not letting a check go through until the next paycheck went in. You know, it's amazing to me. But I believe what the Bible has to say. In perilous times, you have to know the Bible, you have to believe the Bible. But then the third thing that teaches us to do is we have to preach the Bible. Amen. It's a sad thing that a lot of people have a knowledge of the Word of God, they believe the Word of God, but then they hold it in. If somebody came up with a cure for cancer, what would you think about them if they had this cure and they did nothing with it? They just held it in, all this knowledge. But every one of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have a knowledge of something that everybody needs, and so many of us hold it in. It's not about being shy. It's about loving Jesus enough to tell others about Him. Preach the Word. Be instant in season, out season. Sometimes it's easy to give it, but sometimes it's not. Not everybody's going to listen because people have itching ears. They're turning away to fables. They're not wanting the truth. But I want to tell you something. He doesn't say, quit preaching it because they don't want it. He says, keep on preaching it. Know it, believe it, and preach it. If we're going to do anything in perilous times, we must do what the Bible has to say. Know the Word of God. Know what we've learned and been assured of. Believe what the Bible has to say, and then give it to people. It is a sad day in our world when Christians sit idly by and we have the answer for people's problems and we hold it in. You would say about that person that had the cure for cancer, if that were the case, they got the cure. Whatever cancer it is, they got the cure. They found the secret. They found the very thing that can stop cancer, that can cure cancer. And if they held it in, every one of us right now would think that's the worst person in the world. But there's going to be people sitting at the great white throne judgment that you and I know. They could have cared less about a cure for cancer. But when they get there, they're going to wonder, why didn't Joe tell me? And they're going to think I'm the worst person in the world because I had the answer. And I held it in. Well, it's not convenient to talk to people about the Lord in season, out of season. It's never easy. It's easy to stand up here and preach. Sure, certainly it is. But I want to tell you something. The whole counsel of God's not easy to preach. It's not easy to preach on living the holy life. It's not easy to stand up here and preach against sin when you know there's people involved in it. We're all sinners. It's not easy to name sin, and people says, well, you don't have to be, just be gentle about it. But the Bible's specific. Not easy. But it sure is a whole lot easier to stand up here and preach to church than it is to go out and tell people in the world, isn't it? But don't you think that when times are perilous, that people are looking for answers? Well, who has it? The bartenders? The psychiatrists that don't believe in God, the educators in our colleges that are teaching things that are not biblical. No, some of us, it's us, maybe uneducated, maybe greatly educated, but we know Jesus and we know what He's done for us. I'm not very educated. I made it through high school, took a few college courses, graduated from a small Bible college. Not very educated. But I know the greatest thing that ever happened to me was the day that the Lord Jesus Christ saved me. And He gave me a peace that passes all understanding. He did something in my life that nobody else could do. And I may go out of here poor as Job's turkey, but I am just as sure as if I don't have a dime to my name, that my needs will be taken care of as long as I'm trying to live for the Lord and doing the best I can. But if I forsake God, even as a believer, then God's going to chasten me. I may not have it all. It's not always, when we don't have things, it doesn't mean that we've done something bad. Sometimes God puts us through the trials. Read it in James. It's there. God's a righteous God, and He does everything well. But I'm looking. I'm seeing perilous times. Now, I asked the Lord, I had a shorter message I could have preached in Revelation chapter 19 tonight. But as I was watching and seeing the things that unfold before me, I thought, what do you tell the people? I wish everybody in the world could listen. Look, I've not said anything profound. I've not even brought it together very well. But I've just told you what the Bible has to say. Know, believe, and preach. It's our responsibility to know the Word of God. Shame on you if you don't read the Bible every day. I realize there may be something happening, but shame on you if it's not a goal of yours to read the Bible every day. As Christians, we ought to believe what it says. And then we have a responsibility. Preach means to tell. It means to tell the good news. And we need to be spreading the gospel and spreading the word. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank You for loving us. I love You, Lord. Thank You for being so good to me. Times are difficult, and Lord, I realize this world is looking for answers. I want to thank You, Lord, that You've shown us the answer, and we've been able to trust Thee with our lives. Lord, there's people I know, people that love You, that are doing their best to live for You, that are struggling even now. Lord, I pray that You'll prove Yourself to them as they continue to live for You. And Lord, if You're bringing them through difficulties, Lord, to make them stronger for Thee, I pray that they would just learn all that they can during this time. But Lord, we pray for those that are without You, do not have Christ as their Savior. And they don't know that if their last breath were to come, they have no clue about eternity. And Lord, we see the fear in their eyes. And we listen to the talk and we see all that's going on. Lord, may we be faithful to know the Word, to believe the Word, but Lord, to preach the Word. Give us the holy boldness, but Lord, give us tender compassion. And Lord, may we do with our lives Thy blessed will. Help our church to remain true and faithful. Help us to be students of the Word of God. Help us not only to know it, but to believe it. And help us, Lord, not only to believe it, but to preach it. Help us to live it. And help us to bring others to Thee. We'll give You the glory for all that's accomplished through Thy Word. For it's in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I do pray. Let's stand our feet tonight very quietly.